It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello there, Talking Flicksters, and welcome to the Talking Flicks podcast for a Friday. JT here, and I've got Grant Lee somewhere too. Here he is, coming to sit down now. He's had a big morning.
Sorry. Hello. I've actually had a big week. Three times this week I've spoken to you.
You make it sound like it's such a chore.
Effort.
Just
effort.
Yeah, effort. Like three times this week I've had to speak to you. Well, you know, Mr. Lee.
Well, I don't mean it like that. You know, I always enjoy talking to you. We always have a great chat, and then we have lunch after together. We talk another hour or so. So, yeah, I always enjoy it. It's not an effort. Never.
I know. And it's me who usually has to say to you, you got to get back to work, Mr. Lee. It's time to get back to work.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, I just want to have one more. We're just one more. No. Back to work. Back to work. So, and I'm wondering, what are we doing for lunch today? What's the plan? Because we've got about 28 minutes before we'll be having lunch.
Minutes.
What do you reckon's on the cards?
Well, it's a big surprise. I've actually got pizza. I've ordered pizza.
Oh, you legend.
Yeah. So, it will be here in roughly about 35 minutes. I wasn't quite sure, so I thought I'll just make it 35 and we'll be able to just take a breather after the podcast, and then the pizza will be here nice and hot.
Didn't get anchovies and olives and all that sort of rubbish, did you? You made sure you
and
cut
pineapple.
It off.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all right, I'll pick it all off. And the mushrooms too, no mushrooms. Okay, so that's a lot to look forward to. How has your week been, though? You did say you've been very busy. How's it been at the cinema? Has it been great seeing so many wonderful people coming through those doors at the Forum 6 in Tamworth?
We certainly have. We've been seeing so many people. Everyone's been loving Naked Gun. Like, everyone's saying Liam Neeson's doing a great job. So I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
That's great news.
Yeah.
So happy days.
Very happy indeed. I actually caught up with it on Wednesday night. And, got to say, I'll tell you a bit more about it in just a tick. But I was actually really impressed. So, but this is the podcast where we talk everything movies, not just reviews, news, and a whole lot more. Plus, so we've got a round of fast flicks a bit later on because we'd love to give you away free stuff on a Friday. A month where the movies up for grabs, plus bragging rights if you get all five questions correct on a movie category. We'll do that a bit later on. In the meantime, let's get this show off and running.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
As we were just saying just before, we were talking about The Naked Gun. Now, this one's got Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson, and did you know they're actually a couple?
I heard that like a couple of days ago. And I didn't even know that at the time of watching the movie. And now it's all starting to make a bit of sense. There's definitely more chemistry than what you're seeing on the screen. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm actually happy for both of them because, you know, we know what Liam's been like after he lost his wife, Natasha, who was a great actress. She was so good. I'm happy for them both.
But what did you think about Pamela Anderson, Miss Lee? Were you crushing on Pammy many years ago? I mean, we all were, let's be honest. Baywatch.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the only reason you watched Baywatch, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
That was the only reason.
Yes.
and you know Pammy. What? I've actually seen Pamela Anderson in a few different things, movies. And
I know what you've seen her in.
Yeah. And I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed that she's going down the track of no makeup and, you know, or not much makeup and all that. I think good on her for doing that. She's, you know, she's still the same. You close your eyes and you can just hear that voice and still the same. It doesn't matter what you look like or anything like that. And I love her for that. I think that's good.
Yeah, great to see both Liam and Pamela Anderson in this movie. Mr. Lee, led basically nice and easy. Frank Drebin Jr. is Liam Neeson. He's taking on from his old man, Leslie Nielsen.
Yes.
Yeah, and so funny. Just so funny.
And all those, you know, remember in the original, all those one-liners or, you know, they have that thing where, you know, take the chair. and they drag the chair out the door and go, you know, those sort of that it's not slapstick comedy, but that sort of comedy is in this. And I love that. And that's the reason why I love the Naked Gun series. And even the movies, you know, there was Naked Gun, what was it, 2.5, then 33 1/3. So good on them. I hope they keep going on with those too.
I just love how he's driving around and he's eating food he shouldn't eat, and he's got to go. He's doing his duds in, and then he gets to the point where he's got to rush in. He's got to get to the toilet. There's a queue, so he gets his gun out. Oh, look, it is hilarious. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Let's do it.
Thanks. Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back. A voice in your head saying over and over, "That was awesome."
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin. Thanks.
That's the sound that I'm wanting.
This squad has always been the elite of the elite.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr. Love you.
Hey, Dad. Boy, do I miss you.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
Yeah. Need a bathroom.
I need this room immediately.
There's a line, man.
Police business. Oh, I'm gonna ruin another suit.
Over here, Lieutenant. I think someone murdered my brother.
Please, take a chair.
Thank you.
I'll find them. This is what I do.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
They're going to shut down police squad if you do not solve this case. Do this by the book.
Show a little respect!
Why? Who's going to arrest me? Other cops?
Yes.
Is she serious?
Is he serious?
He's... no.
It seems Mr. Drebin might be more of a problem than we thought. I want you to keep an eye on him.
This oven is disgusting.
Rest assured, I won't stop until I've found justice.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass.
Nobody messes with the police squad.
We've upgraded your car with the most advanced crime-fighting tech.
Drive forward 30 feet. Pretty smooth.
Oh.
This place is falling apart.
What a great movie. If you haven't seen it yet, and it is out this weekend, it's definitely one to put on the bingo card, Mr. Lee.
I forgot man's laughter. I thought that just brought back all that.
And we're so used to seeing him in such serious movies like Taken, yes. You know, and
yeah,
those kind of movies. And yeah, so this is a nice little twist. Good to see him in a comedy.
Correct. Absolutely. Now, going from a comedy to a horror action sci-fi, this is actually an Australian movie. It's called Primitive War. It is MA. It's got Jeremy Piven in it. It's set in 1968, and it's about a recon unit that goes into an isolated jungle to find out what happened to a missing platoon, and they find out that they're not alone.
That sounds
very scary.
It does. When I first saw the trailer for this, I got Jurassic Park type vibes.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, very Ooh. Jurassic Park-like. So if you love your Jurassic Park franchise, you will like this. Let's have a listen to Primitive War.
I heard you got to. Nice work, Baker.
Gotta be a lunatic if you're gonna be a vulture.
Let's see what you guys think of this next mission.
3 days ago, I lost my Green Berets. We're gonna drop you in right here in that valley.
We got our job. Find those Green Berets.
Call for emergency. We cannot continue the mission. We are down to two.
Calling in right now. I'm gonna call the home.
Seeing some Aussie talent in this one, Mr. Lee, and at first it was Ryan Quanten that I first saw it. I'm like, wow, yeah, there's the Aussie connection, because I remember him as Vinny on Home and Away many moons ago. So he's come a long way. But yeah, and gotta say, you know, they've done really well because they've combined so many different genres into this movie. You've got the action, you've got the horror, a bit of sci-fi as well with the prehistoric dinosaurs. So yeah, I like the look of it.
Yeah, well, you'll enjoy that when you go to see that. Now, I just can't do horrors, you know, or just they freak me out. Now, we've got another new movie that opened up in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga, starring Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone, and the wonderful Pedro Pascal and Austin Butler. And it's called Eddington, and it's a modern Western dark comedy. Now, that's a mixture of genres, isn't it?
Well, you love your Westerns, we know that. So this is right up your alley. But you're right. There's a whole bunch of different things combined in this film. And yeah, got to say, I mean, I do like the sound of it. There's some great names in it too. Let's have a listen to Eddington.
Sure. I got a call into the office about a disturbance.
Last night, the family was murdered.
Shooters on tribal ground. This is a Pueblo case.
This is our crime scene. Get out of here.
I'm running for mayor.
You can't keep your own office going, but you're going to run mine. They're your streets to keep safe.
Ted Garcia, the man is simple.
Evil.
Can we shut this chuck?
You want things simple and neat.
There were some allegations made.
Allegations like what?
You were in his house.
Well, here's a quote from you. Arm yourselves.
I don't mean literal arms.
I have motive, but we need evidence.
People are going to be looking here now.
He's aggressive, he's dangerous, he needs to be locked up.
I don't trust him.
Maybe he's been spying this whole time.
We are in a fight against evil.
That is Eddington. That is out this week at the Forum 690 and 5 Cinemas. Also, Mr. Lee, seen the F1 movie on the list?
Yes, and plus we've got the Fantastic Four, First Steps, Freakier Friday, How to Train Your Dragon, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Jurassic World Rebirth, The Life of Chuck, Mr. Burton, Nobody 2, The Smurfs, Superman, and Weapons. Just check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening now.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard.
With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Yeah, it's time to go around the world and see what's number one at the box office in three different countries. Now, in this first box here, well, Mr. Lee usually sends us somewhere, and usually I go all the cold places and he goes to nice places. And whereabouts are you taking yourself this week, Mr. Lee? Please tell us. It'd be somewhere nice and warm.
Yeah, I'm up to Malaysia.
Of course you are. Yeah, that'd be right. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to KL, just check it out there. One day I'll get there. Let's have a look at what the top five movies are in Malaysia. Number five is Lilo and Stitch. Number one is ELO. Number three is Freakier Friday. Number two is The Fantastic Four First Steps. And number one for Malaysia, I have to say it, don't I? Demon
you do.
Slayer, Kimo no Yumba, Infinity Castle.
I'll give you 2 out of 5 for that. That's wasn't great. Demon Slayer, Kimisutu no Yaiba, Infinity Castle. That's how you say it.
Why was it my turn this week to have the hard one?
Like, well, you've got to go somewhere nice, so stop your bitching. Let's do the USA movies. Number 5 is The Bad Guys 2. Number 4 is The Fantastic Four First Steps. Number 3 is the new one, Nobody 2. Number 2 is Freakier Friday, Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis. And number 1 for the USA, for a second week in a row, I think, Mr. Lee, Weapons.
Yeah, let's head to Australia. Number 5 is War 2, which is a Bollywood movie. Number 4 is The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Number 3 is Coolie, also a Bollywood movie. Number 2 is Freakier Friday. And number 1 for Australia, Weapons for another week.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know what? I'm actually happy about that because it is really nice to see a horror film doing a couple of weeks straight at the box office. So, yeah, that is, I've got to say, that is actually really good to see. So, well done.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
I knew you would love this first bit of news I'm going to talk about because it is a horror, and I did try to hook you in on Wednesday with a little bit of a teaser, all about a dog, because I love dogs, as you know. My dog Zeus always is beside me when I'm doing these, and he is here today. He's sleeping, but anyway. This one's all about a movie called Good Boy, and it is actually about a haunted house from a dog's perspective.
Yeah.
We've never had that, have we?
No, we haven't, and I wasn't sure what to expect until I watched the trailer, and got to say, I got goosebumps. It is just absolutely bone chilling. Do you want to hear a bit of it, Mr. Lee?
Well, please do. Oh, please.
Hold on tight. So, Mr. Lee, I've got to say, the dog is very cute in this film. It's a very,
I thought the dog was cute. That's why I thought it'd be interesting. And then when I realised it was a horror, I went, okay, as long as the dog doesn't die, I'll be happy.
Well, we don't know what happens to it, Mr. Lee. We'll have to wait until this movie drops.
Yeah, we don't. Now, let's move on from that to some big news. Ian McKellen, he has been saying that Gandalf and Frodo are going to return on the big screen. Andy Serkis is actually doing a Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. And other than that those people are going to be in it, that's all he's saying. He's very tight-lipped. Lord of the Rings, when it first came out all those years ago, I remember I was at the Regent all those years ago, they came out each Boxing Day for 3 years. It was packed for so long. Then we had the Hobbit series come out, which that also was huge. So I think they're on a winner here. So Andy, isn't he the guy that does Gollum? Like, he's the one that's has the the 3D images put over the top of him. He's in the suit. I'm sure he plays Gollum.
How far away is that, Mr. Lee? What's the
In early stages, so I'm going to say probably 2 to 3 years yet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Well, something you don't have to wait 3 to 5 years for is what's happening on our calendar as we go around the screens. Jaws, Mr. Lee, is coming up even before we hit the end of the month.
Yeah, look, can you believe it? It's only a couple of weeks away. We're going to have the 50th anniversary of Jaws, which I'm so excited. It still gives me the shivers when I think about that head coming up. Anyway, blah. Also, on the August 31, we've got Andre Rieu's concert, Waltz the Night Away, and that's happening in Orange, Tamworth and Wagga. What is also happening in Wagga is on the 28th of August, they've got a Bollywood movie, which is a drama fantasy movie called, do you want to say it? I don't think I can say it, JC.
Hiran Yakin Shap is how I would
fantastic.
Say it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. Also, in Tamworth, we'll head there. We've also got it playing on the 2nd of September, the same movie that JT just said. Also, September 4, we've got a couples movie night for The Roses, which I'm excited about because that's Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman.
Hold on. What's this couples night? You haven't told me about any of this. What's the go?
Well, your couple come in, watch the movie. You can enjoy it with your partner.
Oh, but like, are you doing any extra? Because usually when you do the girls' nights and stuff, you do champers and all that sort of stuff. Are you doing anything similar with this?
We are. We actually got a special on the tickets and a couples combo that goes with it as
couples
well.
Couples combo? So,
yeah. You get a drink each, some Maltesers, some popcorn.
Oh, Mr. Lee, you and I can go together. Paramedic. How good's that?
Yeah, maybe not. Also,
I'm just going for the combo.
Yeah, that's all you want. You want popcorn and September 17, we've got our seniors movie and lunch for Dungeon Abbey. And we've got our next ladies' night happening on September 18 for A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey with the one and only Colin Farrell.
Oh.
And Margot
Robbie. Oh, there she is, my girl's there. Oh, yes, I can tell you now. I love Margot. You know I love Margot, don't
you? I know. She's
my favourite actress. Yeah, love Margot.
Heading off to the 8 in 5 in Orange there on August 28th, they've got a Bollywood movie, and I'm going to try. Is it Mahavatar Narasimha?
That wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty close. There's a lot of Bollywood movies going on at the moment, Mr. Lee.
Yeah,
and you know what?
There certainly
this is why they're taking over the top five. They're doing really well. Yeah. So very popular. As we always say.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They are so popular, which is really good. So that's everything happening around the screens.
Opening next week, Mr. Lee, Caught Stealing. This is an Austin Butler movie. Zoe Kravitz, who was obviously quite big around Oscar time earlier this year. She featured in our in some of our predictions.
Yeah, and you do have to bring that up, don't you?
Because I did win that. Liev Schreiber as well in that one. Now, this is about a baseball player. He's burnt out. And he goes in this fight for survival in the downtown criminal underworld of 90s New York City. And we all know what it was like in the 90s, Mr. Lee. We've seen that in a number of movies. So, yeah, I can only imagine that. Strong injury detail, bit of coarse language in that. So, yeah, it's pretty intense movie, Mr. Lee.
It's actually a bit of a crime thriller comedy, which I think is such an interesting combination as well.
Everything's a comedy nowadays, isn't it? Because reason why they do it is for people like you who are pansies and, you know, don't like going to horrors and all that stuff. They put a comedy tag on it and you go, oh, it's a comedy.
I'll go see that.
Yeah, you will.
Also, we've already said, but we've got Jaws' 50th anniversary happening next week as well. So very exciting, as well as the Bollywood movies all coming up.
Now, on Wednesday, Mr. Lee, we are going to be talking about The Naked Gun, which is great because I have seen it, you've seen it, and our Flickster as well will be coming on. And we're going to let them give us their you know, their review on the movie. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about the new Naked Gun film.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Yeah, and it really is our favourite game, isn't it, Mr. Lee? Friday afternoon.
It is. We'd love it. It's just good fun. And it's a good thing to be able to give some tickets away, you know. People love going to the movies.
They do.
So that's a great thing.
Going for free, even better.
Yes.
Or on Mr. Lee's credit card. So.
And you know what? As I keep saying, my wife does not like my credit card bill at the end of the month.
Well, not with a month's worth of movies. I mean, let's be honest. Let's introduce today's Fast Flicks challenger. It is Barbara. G'day, Barb. How are you going?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Welcome along to Fast Flicks. Now, while we were talking off the podcast, you're a bit of a keen trivia buff. It's something that you enjoy?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah,
always learning, I guess.
Do you have a favourite genre of films? Like, yeah, what do you enjoy when it comes to your movies? What kind of categories there do you reckon you'd love?
Probably the romance, the chick flicks. I like those, quite like the Marvel films, the big bangs, the big explosions, that sort of thing. Yeah, I think anything except not scary films. I don't like the scary ones.
Horrors.
I'm with you there, Bob. I don't like horrors.
No.
JT loves them.
Yeah, Mr. Lee's...
Overactive imagination, I can't do it.
Mr. Lee's a bit of a pansy when it comes to horror, so we don't talk about...
Can I just say, I just started watching Final Destination 5. What was the one we went to? Was it number 5?
Number 6.
We started watching that one the other night because my son hadn't seen it. So I said, oh, yeah, I'll watch it with you. I've seen it, so it's all good.
Yeah, well done, Mr. Lee. Well done.
Yeah. Open that time.
Yeah, for once. So what we'll do, Barb, is we have four. Now, you're lucky because we've got four categories in play here, so we're starting a fresh slate. Grant will give you some categories. Lock in the one that you want to go with. We've got five questions there, 30 seconds on the clock. If you get them all right, then we'll give you a month's worth of movies. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
And, of course, if you don't know the answer to a question, say pass, and we can always come back. Mr. Lee, do you want to unveil our new categories?
I certainly will. The first category is comedy. Then we have Naked Gun movies, action, or Jaws. What would you like to lock in, Barb?
Oh, I'll go to comedy, I think.
Lock
too
in comedy.
Easy.
Yeah.
We will lock that one in. And when you're ready, we can start.
Ready when you are.
In Barbie, who played Ken?
Ryan Gosling.
Question 2. Which 2011 comedy features Kirsten Wiig as a maid of honour with disastrous results?
Bridesmaids.
In Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, 2004, what's Ron's profession?
He's an anchorman.
What 1994 comedy features Jim Carrey as a pet detective?
I can see him in the role, but I can't pass.
Oh, we've gone. The time is up.
Ace Ventura.
I could
see the poster.
You know what? We'll give you that one anyway. The timer had run out, but we'll give you a point for that. So we didn't get through the five, unfortunately. The timer got to you, but we'll go back through the answers, Barb, and see how you went anyway. This is the fun part. Mr. Lee loves giving out the answers. Let's go to the top for comedy.
I do. Sure. Let's go to question one. In Barbie 2023, who played Ken? Of course, Ryan Gosling. Question two. In 2011 comedy features Kirsten Wiig as a maid of honour. That, of course, was Bridesmaid. You got that one right. In Anchorman, the legendary Ron Burgundy, what was Ron's profession? News anchor. You got that one right. Question four. What 1994 comedy features Jim Carrey as a pet detective? Ace Ventura, of course. And I'm going to let you know what question five is. Unfortunately, you didn't get it. You got 4 out of 5, so that's a top, top effort. But I am going to let you know, in Groundhog Day in the 1993, what song plays every morning when Phil wakes up? Do you know what that one could be, Bub?
Oh, I think it's I Got You, Babe.
Oh, it was too. Oh, Barb, what could have been?
I should have answered more quickly.
Oh,
I didn't think anyone would get that.
No,
I didn't know what it was.
I looked at it and I thought,
oh. I have one of those weird memories. I can hear it in my head. As soon as you started saying it, I could hear it.
Oh, I looked at it and I just thought, what a lame question. Who's going to get that? But Barbie did a great job there. Well, look, the bad news is you didn't get 5 for a month's worth of movies. However, the good news, Barb, we've got a movie ticket for you to go along and see a movie of your choosing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Is there something you want to go and watch?
I haven't even had a look at the moment, so I'll find something. I'll find a comedy. I like a comedy.
Yeah, find a comedy. But you've been a champion, Barb. Great to have you on, and hopefully next time you come on, you get all 5 there. You were so close.
So close.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Well, at least someone appreciates your questions, Mr. Lee. I may not, but Barb had a really good time. So that's what it's about having fun, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, as I said, I didn't think anyone would get that last question. I still can't believe Barb did get it. So
no, as I said, it was a lame-o question, but I'm not sure which trivia book you got that out of. Probably some trivia book that you used back in 1975. Anyway, we are pretty much done, Mr. Lee. We will join everybody on Wednesday. We're back at 12 o'clock on Wednesday for Talking Flicks, as we mentioned before. But we're out of here now, so we have to fire up some music. What have I got today from your collection? What have I got here? Oh, I've got this one. Like this? This is a bit... it's called the Can-Can. I don't know what that is, but that's just something I found in your collection. So, yeah.
I have not heard this for so long. I'm so pleased you brought that one up. That's good. It's been a while.
I might
have the whole album out now and listen.
As I said, lame. Okay. it's pizza time, Mr. Lee. Let's get out of here. Let's go and have some lunch.
I think it sounds good. Yeah. I can just smell it on its way, that pizza. So, yeah.
I hope you enjoy
your anchovies.
It's not here yet. You told me it'd be ready.
Yeah, it'll be here momentarily.
Oh, here we go. You watch. Then he'll tell me it got cancelled. Yeah.
Never. I don't joke about pizza.
Nah, you certainly don't, Mr. Lee. Have a lovely weekend. Anything exciting happening your way? Are you all good?
Nothing really. Just, you know, the same old things, you know. Just, you know. How about yourself? Anything exciting?
Not really. Just doing some, I've got some birthdays coming up. I'm going to do some shopping this weekend, I think. But I hate present shopping.
So do I.
Yeah.
Oh, I never know what to buy people. But you know what I do now? I actually buy people experiences. And, you know, giving movie tickets or a movie gift card, that's a good thing to give for a present. Hint, hint. That'll make it easy.
I'm going.
Bye.
Lame.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.